into my stomach. It sloshed around. And my stomach spoke in a whisper, not a shout. Touch this woman with your hands and caress her. My dear Mrs. Hunter, you have arthritis, don't you?
Yes, I do, love.
Yes, the devil is in your hands, and I will suck it out. Now, I will not cast this ghost out with a fever, for the new spirit inside me has shown me I have a new way to communicate. It is a gentle whisper. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, ghost. Get out. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, and don't you dare turn around and come back. For if you do, all the armies of my boot will kick you in the teeth. And you will be cast up and thrown in the dirt and thrust back to perdition. And as long as I have teeth, I will bite you. And if I have no teeth, I will gum you. And as long as I have fish, I will bash you. Now get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, ghost. And it left.
Check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Yes.
State of the badass art. You do not want to fuck with me. Check it out. Hey, Ripley, don't worry. Me and my squad of ultimate badasses will protect you. Check it out. Independently targeting particle beam phalanx. Whap! Fry half the city with this puppy. We got tactical smart missiles, phase plasma pulse rifles, RPGs, we got sonic electronic ball breakers. We got nukes, we got knives, sharp sticks.
Knock it off, Hunter.
That was me. I don't want to put this on you, but some detectives, if you've been paying attention, I mean, I shouldn't have to... Great, no wonder. Hey, Mon Pa Kettle, I got an idea. Why not put these two lame-o extras in front of the mammoth fucking lens? Boo! Scat! Fat lady, leave! Ha, see there? Harold.
Excuse me.
Dad, are you going to leave the money or not?
No, I'm not going to.
All right, just get the hell out of here. I got a goddamn thing. Okay, then I quit as your son.
No matter what you think, you pull, you'll find
best we'll never get. It's okay to want you shine, but once you step across that line, no matter where you hide, I'm coming after you. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowd alive. Break down, take down, you're busted. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, hurry. Just about the time you think it's alright. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line.
George Monroe. Whoa, it's a heck of a handshake you got there, Ed. Harry, I saw you on the golf course last week.
Yeah, I love Harry, it. We got about a dozen of the melon and a dozen of the pineapple, too.
Do you want something to eat? Okay. Are you hungry?
See you in a minute.
Yeah? You want a cracker?
Okay. Different.
Oh, completely different.
No kidding.
He's so
mysterious. Do you imagine those hands are hot or cold? And just think what a single snip could do.
Or undo.
Eddie, the guys and I were talking. Now, we'd like to invite you to our card game Friday night. Would you like that? Only thing is, you can't cut.
I have my own infirmity. Never did me a bit of harm. Took some shrapnel during the war, and ever since then, I can't feel a thing. Not a damn thing. Listen, don't you ever let anybody tell you you have a handicap.
Who's handicapped? My goodness. Don't be ridiculous. You're not handicapped. You're, what do they call that? Exceptional. My name's Joyce, and I noticed that you have not tasted any of the ambrosia salad that I made especially for you. Allow me.
You must try this. It's my mother's recipe.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah. You know, never have my life. If I see a green thumb like yours, I sure could use your help at my place.
Me too.
There you go.
I want a row of
Oh, I'm so sorry, ladies, but he's promised to come to my house first.
One more.
Haven't you, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, grab your plates. Soup's ours.
I thought this was about.
Yeah, it is just goodbye. It was a figure of speech, Ed. You gotta learn not to take things so literally.
She says it's not her fault. She's got Marty Feldman eyes. She'll turn the sprinklers on you and dry you off with her thighs. She'll confuse the hell out of you. She's got Marty Feldman eyes. And she'll woo you, then she'll moon you.
Probably the saddest thing you'll ever see is a mosquito sucking on a mummy. Forget it, little friend.
Someone that I never knew. This is this is someone else's body. Am I getting through to you? If you feel the way that is there anybody there? If you feel the way the armor is, something underneath. If you look below for hidden treasure,
doesn't come out of my paycheck.
It was him, the demon of the seas, the dagger of deceit, the hardest working pirate in show business, Rubio the Cruel.
Ahoy, me mates, it is I, Rubio the Cruel. But enough good cheer. Men, hide your women. Women, hide your hineys. For I'll bring you the unique musical styling of Rubio the Cruel. Rubettes. For I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die. A pirate king, for I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. Woo, I am a pirate king. I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo and all the categories. I'm very well acquainted with manners, mathematics. I understand equations, but the simple and practical. I'm half-eyed, I'm guilty, and remind you.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings.
Now we all know why he's called Rubio the Cruel. With my head.
Till the end of the line.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. But now it's time to kill some people and marry the princess. Any objections, you seagoing weenie?
Kill him, Paco. Rip his guts out. Show him what I mean to you, baby.
I would, but I'm wearing my good clothes. Besides, I am strangely attracted to this.
This girl! This girl! Who wants to see?
Prepare my virgin. Not that one. I haven't been at sea that long. I meant the Red Goddess.
You're not taking me anywhere. I'm not going to spend one moment with you. Not with that voice and that limited repertoire. Who's next?
No wandering minstrel, I a thing of death.
No!
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva.
Yeah, I took them to the cleaner.
train, sir. Ain't no Rebs here, just some women.
Well, all right. You hear that, boys? Let's clear her out!
What are you doing?
Liberating this town in the name of the Republic.
The musket, Moss Colonel, never shoot it. Shoot now?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Go ahead.
Shoot the lady, boys!
Here.
That man is a civilian.
That man is Secesh,
and Secesh is all the same, son. Look around you. Look at them. You really think anybody's gonna put these boys into some real combat? Do you?
I mean, they're little children, for God's sake. They're little monkey children, and you just gotta know how to control them.
You see what I mean? Children.
Hey, boy, take your hands off the white lady.
Now, that would not have been necessary if that Secesh woman hadn't started it. They'll never learn. You see, Secesh has got to be swept away by the hand of God like the Jews of old. And now I'll have to burn this town.
Make us soldiers! Make us soldiers!
Tell your men to set torches and prepare to fire the buildings.
I will not.
That is an order. You will do it, or you will be brought up on charges for disobeying your superior officer.
It is an immoral order, and by articles of war, I am not bound to obey it.
Well, you can just explain that at your court-martial.
The mill.
coming it into overdrive. I'm 40 miles from the mill, I'm dropping it into overdrive. Set my dial on the radio, I wish my mother was still alive. Lover man coming, coming across the barren field. I see a lover man coming, coming across the barren field. He's not a gentleman at all, he's rotten to the core, he's a coward and he's steel. Well, my captain, he's decorated, he's well schooled and he's skilled. My captain, he's decorated, he's well schooled and he's skilled. He's not sentimental, don't bother him at all. How many of his pals have been killed? Last night the wind was whispering, I was trying to make out what it was. Last night the wind was whispering something, I was trying to make out what it was. Yeah, I tell myself something's coming, but it never does. I'm gonna stand at the defeated, I'm gonna speak to the crowd. I'm gonna stand and defeated, boys, I'm going to speak to the crowd. I'm going to teach peace to the conquered, I'm gonna tame the proud. While the leaves are rustling in the wood, things are falling off of the shelf. Leaves are rustling in the wood, things are falling off the shelf. You're gonna need my help, sweetheart, you can't make love all by yourself.
You telling me she cut her way through 88 bodyguards before she got to O'Rin?
No, there wasn't really 88 of them. They just called themselves the Crazy 88.
How come?
I don't know. I guess they thought it sounded cool. Anyhow, they all fell under her Hanzo sword.
She's got a Hanzo sword?
He made one for her.
Didn't he swear a blood oath to never make another sword?
It would appear he has broken it.
Them Japs sure know how to hold a grudge, don't they? Well, maybe you just tend to bring that out in people.
I know this is a ridiculous question before I ask it, but you haven't by any chance kept up with your swordplay.
I pawned that years ago.
You hawked a Hattori Hanzo sword?
Yep.
It was priceless.
Well, not in El Paso, it ain't. In El Paso, I got me $250 for it. I'm a bouncer in a titty bar, Bill. she wants to fight with me, all she's got to do is come down to the club and start some shit, and we'll be in a fight.
I know we haven't spoken in some time. And the last time we spoke wasn't the most pleasant. But you've got to get over being mad at me and start becoming afraid of me, because she is coming, and she's coming to kill you. And unless you accept my assistance, I have no doubt she will succeed.
I don't dodge guilt, and I don't chew out of paying my comeuppance.
Can we just forget the past?
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die. But then again, so does she. So I guess we'll just see, won't we?
To do that for me. We have with us a very distinguished guest. You don't have to be worried, Doc. This is just my bodyguard, Ace. And the reason we got you here, this is Dr. Prubaugh from Newburgh. And the reason I have you here is to ask you a few questions. First of all, Doctor, if you could tell me, what is the average length of time that it takes? Ace had a hairline fracture in his arm. What is the average length? He's been out now for 9. What is the average length of time for an arm to heal from a hairline fracture?
At least 4 weeks.
Four weeks. 4 weeks. No. I don't understand. He's had this on for 9 months now, but he had a fracture in his arm. of his hairline. Is it possible for him to have his fracture? Because we're trying to convince the commission. You see, we have Orndorff out there. He has no reason to have a cast on Orndorff. Do you believe in any way? Have you seen Orndorff's arm broken at all yourself?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I'm very happy to have you here. Yeah, I'm not sure. Tell me something. Is it possible for a man like, I'm just trying to convince these people, for now you're talking about 9 months, he had a hairline fracture. Is it possible for an arm to be fractured for 9 months?
No.
Yeah, it is possible. Well, if it is possible then for an arm to be fractured for 9 months, now, is it possible that it could have been more than a hairline fracture? Take a look at the cast, first of all.
Even if it's a real fracture, no more than 6 weeks.
So you're saying that it's okay for him to have this cast on his arm for this period of time? Supposing the arm didn't heal right. The arm didn't heal right.
No more than 6 weeks.
So what you're telling me, no more. What you're saying to me is no more than 6 months is what you mean.
6 weeks.
What you're saying to me that it's okay to have the cast on.
It's not necessary to have that.
That's good enough for me. Thank you very much.
Together. Yeah. What'd he say?
No luck.
Yeah.
No luck at all. I guess we came all the way for nothing, huh?
Let me tell you something, baby. I could have died in Mexico City or TJ and never known what the hell it was all about. But I got a chance, a ticket, and we're not going to miss it. Now get in there and sit down and take me to him. There ain't no more chances. Get in.
Come.